It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to hear about some alternative solutions to the financial crisis. The President, the Treasury Secretary, and the Fed Chairman have all suggested we have no choice. One way or another, they've said the economy is in danger without a $700 billion bailout of the financial services industry. President Bush warns the entire economy is in danger. But the original bailout plan is changing in Congress. And outside economists have suggested different approaches. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Simon Johnson, a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, still has a note of disbelief in his voice as he describes the proposal made by the Bush administration last Friday.
$700 billion of taxpayer money has been put on the table at the express request of a Republican administration to bail out banks, bank managers, bank shareholders, bank creditors.
Johnson doesn't think the administration's idea of taking distressed mortgage securities off the hands of financial institutions is the right approach. He says it's a backdoor way of injecting money into the firms, boosting their capital, and making them more willing to lend again. He and a number of other prominent economists suggest a Warren Buffett approach instead. Buy shares in the company.
You don't want to do this in a half-hearted backdoor way. You've got to be transparent, come all out. Go for preferred shares for the government in return for new capital. Wall Street is not going to like it, but that's tough. We're way beyond doing things that Wall Street likes.
Johnson, who's now a professor at MIT, thinks there's another approach that would be superior to the Treasury's plan, giving government loans to the struggling financial firms and taking their distressed mortgage securities as collateral.
Think of it like this. If you have you need some cash and you have a secondhand car that's in pretty dubious condition, if I buy the car from you and the car turns out to be a complete dog, that's my problem. But if I lend you money against the collateral of that car, ultimately you're going to pay back the loan and it's your car. So if it's a dog, it's your problem.
So by not buying the distressed securities that are the equivalent of the used car, taxpayers aren't holding the bag if the securities turn out to be dogs. But the financial firms do get the money they need in the form of a loan to help them get on their feet again. Yesterday, as he answered questions before the House Financial Services Committee, Secretary Paulson critiqued some of the alternatives to his approach. He said it's a bad idea to inject capital into banks without removing their troubled assets.
That's the Japanese solution.
During its financial crisis in the 1990s, Japan propped up its failing banks instead of forcing them to get rid of bad assets, and the country stagnated for a decade.
They were in a very long recession for many years. You know, you put capital in the banks, and then you the government is essentially in many ways running them.
There are many other alternatives to Paulson's plan. Among them, forcing banks to stop paying out dividends in order to build up their capital, or suspending capital gains taxes to make financial institutions more profitable, an idea being pushed by Republican lawmakers. Democrats are supporting other measures, including providing funds to help homeowners facing foreclosure. And after all, it's foreclosures that are making those mortgage-backed securities toxic. Many of these alternatives have made their way into draft legislation, and some will probably make it into the final bill. The administration has softened its all-or-nothing approach. In yesterday's hearing, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke seemed open to using some of these alternatives to attack the problem.
It's the intention of the Secretary, certainly I would advise him, to be flexible and respond to conditions as they change. And if this process is not working effectively, there are other ways to use this money that will, again, purchase assets or purchase capital and support the banking system.
Negotiations over the final shape of the rescue plan will continue today. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.